One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Maybe black women would have more success in the dating space just in general if they learned how to be softer.
We've gone from having social networks where we are networking, we are talking, building relationships, to having social media platforms where creators are platformed. And so now our interaction with social media isn't necessarily about going on there to interact, but going out on there to be viewers.
Hello and welcome to TMS Hot Takes. Welcome to another week of shenanigans.
Keeping it hot with TMS Hot Takes. Guys, can you tell us if this is what you desire? Like that intro? You see what I'm saying?
No, we want something else. And I
that EVF.
I speak for the people.
Wow. What a turnaround though.
I speak for the people.
I don't like your music to...
I never said I don't like your music.
What did you say you liked it? What did you say you liked it?
What did I say I didn't like it?
Girl, everything else in you
it's not that I don't like your music. I want you to polish your craft.
Okay.
I'm giving you opportunities to polish your craft and you're not taking it.
To refine myself. So you want me to come out here like wilding out, like ready to...
No. I want you to do what you used to do to us.
Why are you saying used to do to us as if this was an infliction?
It was.
You're sounding like... Exactly.
It was.
Does an infliction sound like something?
But you're committed to it now.
Gotta go back to the studio.
Even an open line, even the melody. You're meant to be coming up for with a theme tune to this show.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Give me some time.
Okay.
Give
no
me
problem.
Until like. No, I don't want to put anything
no,
out there
you
because
can't.
If I put
Smart
it out there,
goals.
No, exactly.
Time
but that's
bound.
The problem. When it's time bound, it means I have to deliver.
Exactly.
It's called accountability. Yeah, exactly. Which is why I'm actively avoiding. I am actively choosing to self-sabotage right now.
I'm glad you admit that to yourself. Self-awareness is the first stage.
Self-awareness, exactly.
The first stage. So
and that's where we're staying
in
the first stage.
Tune. We're going to go without a theme
Give
tune.
Me some time to think of something, ma'am.
Okay, no problem.
Or we could roll out to the sisters. We'd love to say, you know, we'd love to know.
Okay.
We could do a competition
no.
even.
Oh because my Because you see how you're palming it off to oh other people when you're meant
gosh.
To be coming up with the
this
theme tune.
This could be a competition.
The in-house rapper.
Guys, because I know there's some... This could be an opportunity for us to platform the wonderful women
okay,
of our
so
community.
Okay, so Renee has decided to pass on her
like,
responsibilities.
This could be a real great opportunity to highlight the thriving
no
music
problem.
Careers
no
of the
problem.
Folks that we have.
What about your thriving music career?
You know, a word that we use on this podcast often is, you know, the word sequencing. Mm. And I just feel like, you know, I feel so strongly that like, especially here at my heart, I feel like it's just not the right time. Mm. And sometimes you have to like...
When is the right time?
You have to honor that, right?
When is the right time?
I'm just going to be patient. I'm just going to like allow God to progressively reveal to me when he believes that it's the right time for me to share my music.
No problem.
So I'd appreciate some support during this time.
And
of...
you've got all of my support. You've got all of it.
During this time of me doing some soul searching, doing some work on myself.
Well, another week with no introduction song. Put your fingers at the in-house rapper. So, welcome. What are you waving? That camera's not on.
No, that one.
Oh.
he said put your fingers at the in-house rapper.
Anyways, in today's episode, we're going to be chatting about some really fun things from the Barbie snub to...
What's the Barbie snub?
Oh, so I think it's the Academy Awards. So, you know, Barbie, the film that... came at us all with Barbie Pink.
Oh, they got snubbed?
No. So Ryan Gosling is the only one who has received a nomination for his performance.
Only?
And the criticism has been, this is exactly what the plot of Barbie is about, that like men often overshadow women. So I wanted us to share our thoughts on that because I have some thoughts.
Yeah.
Changing behaviors on social media, revisiting our conversation on slang words we should bring back because I've discovered that one of my favorite ones I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
As well as just some of the things we're loving. That's what I brought to the table.
Love it. God, just a couple few things on my side. Saw a nice little TikTok or like video on YouTube. I was like, oh, you know, black women would win more if they were softer. More soft. Less harsh.
More
less
soft.
Less strong. So we'll get into that.
Okay.
I believe there is also... Sorry, guys, I'm not a pro. My short-term memory
you
is
literally
actually
just
so bad.
Told me this.
My short-term memory is so bad. So bad. Oh, are you joining the war?
No.
And what's your favorite way to relax right now?
Nice. What do you want to start with, honey?
Ooh, do we want to go serious, or do we want to start with a bit of, you know, chill?
We can start a bit light.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you joining the war? Yeah, literally. I was about to ask, are you joining the war? So,
yikes.
No.
Not interested.
For context.
The context is, are you joining the war? There's warfare going raging.
Some people don't know. We've been telling people to curate their feed. Some people don't know.
Exactly. They blocked it. Guys, just, it feels like the world's superpowers are all converging on each other. Obviously, you know, we've been hearing about warfare, like, just across the world. Wow. Literally across the world. But, you know, when it gets very close to home, you know, with all the hostilities in Yemen, the hostilities in literally every part of the world. Yeah, every part of the world. There was like a news article that was like, oh, we might actually need to start active conscription. Yeah. I said, well, I'm proactively not part of that.
I think, what they call it, conscientious objection.
Yeah. The thing that we learned in history all that time ago. It came in handy now. I knew in our lifetime we'd have to use it.
It's really crazy. Like, if we were to go to war and there was like a World War III, I remember one of our friends was around, two of our friends were around, and I was like, oh, would you let your husband go to war?
Nope. Not a single chance.
Nope. It's so...
Do I look like somebody that could be a war wife?
Is it good? We don't know. But what is actually sad is, whilst we are also here talking about whether we would sign up for war, some people have war thrusted upon them. And they have no choice.
It's actually unfortunate.
They have no choice. They are not trained militia. They are civilians caught in the crossfire.
Going about their business. Going about their business.
Of global superpowers acting foolish.
Their whole... And you know what? I think that for me is the biggest frustration. Yeah. Is that we have armies and people are dying based off of the decisions of a minute few.
Yeah. It's really sad. And the world is really in a bleak place right now. Like, you've got Palestine, Israel, you've got Ukraine, you've got Russia, you've got all these different territories. Sudan is going through bits. Congo. Like, there's a lot going on in the world right now. And there's probably so much more which we haven't mentioned. And just injustice in general is running rife. I think it's important in this time to, like, yes, educate yourself, to support causes which you really want to support that can actually bring about good in the world, and also just remember everybody's humanity. No matter what side you stand on politically, innocent civilians are actually dying. Even if they were guilty, civilians don't deserve to die. Children, like, it's really, really sad, the things you hear and you see. But if they bring war to this country...
Absolutely not.
Guys, I'm sorry, you can't count on me. I'm a spiritual soldier.
She said, I'll pray for the masses.
I'm a spiritual soldier. I will intercede. I don't know. Like, it really... I really think about sometimes, like, imagine being alive. See, that's the thing. It's even like me saying, imagine being alive during World War II. Firstly, yes, there were people alive during World War II. But also, there are people being alive now during wars. Like, imagine being on that side. So scary. Not to put a downer on things, but, like, so scary.
I think it's also the recognition that, you know, we are the weakest link. You will have to get rid of me first.
Absolutely.
I have no interest in hanging around longer than I need to.
It's over. It's times like this where I can't imagine what it would be like to be a parent.
This is so tangential.
Yeah.
Super tangential. But... in terms of the weakest link thing, part of what I do at, like, work sometimes is, like, daily stand-up questions where you come with, like, random questions and all that kind of stuff. So the random question was, like, if there was a zombie apocalypse, who are the three people that you would bring with you?
Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Who else would I bring with me?
You can bring people that are superheroes, by the way, if you find, if you would find that helpful.
If there was a zombie apocalypse... Okay, still stand with Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan is
so funny. Abso-freaking-lutely. I'm trying to think of my favorite Marvel soups, you know.
Do you want to hear what my pick was?
Yeah, go on.
My pick was Thor.
Wanda. Wanda is also my pick.
And then my third pick was you.
Why were you dragging me into this?
Exactly. For the entertainment.
No, that's not entertaining. Firstly,
A for the entertainment. But
what's
B,
entertaining about me? B, me being in a zombie? Sorry, you're actually an enemy of progress. How could you drag me into that?
And when I was saying it, I literally said,
I didn't think one of my enemies would be you.
Listen. What was funny was when I was saying it, I was like, guys, she's not going to be happy about this, but my best friend and housemate, I think I'd bring her as the person. Like,
and what
the
did
people.
They say?
They were like, oh, wow. Is it for like moral support or moral compass? I said, yeah, all of that. But I just think it would be very funny.
Do you
Love
think you, I'm babes. A joke? Do you think I am a joke?
Do you know what?
This is a matter of life and death. And you're saying you'd bring me for entertainment, man.
No, but do you know why? Hold on, let me explain. First of all, I think it would just be funny. You
I love how you have no hope that I'd actually be able to protect us.
110%. But also, I think as somebody that likes to banter in situations of peril, I would need somebody that's also a co-banterer, because I just feel like you bring everyone else that's extremely serious and then all of a sudden there's no joy in life. And I know that it's a perilous,
zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, but then you could key a little bit before it's your time to go.
Oh,
that was my reasoning. So
okay, I'm dragging you into my own situation.
Let's go.
Dragging you into
Let's
my
go.
Own situation.
I want to tell you, I won't be lasting long, but the one that I last will have a good time.
Amen.
Sorry, that's so funny.
Amen.
Oh gosh, because people were picking, like, everyone started
serious
saying
people.
Serious people, and I was just like, this is if you wanted to survive for a long time in a zombie apocalypse. I have no intention of such.
That's true. Wonder Maximoff is a good choice, though.
Yeah.
And talking about film, the Barbie snob.
Yeah, let's go.
So,
go
yeah,
it.
As I explained
to
you, I did explain. That's the full story. So, did you watch Barbie when it came? Oh, it was really good. I watched it when I was in
also,
Singapore.
Is there any spoilers that you're going to say before you?
Nah.
Okay. You know, the last DMS hot take, somebody was like, oh, guys, like literally
it was
the
you.
Comment. No,
it was
no,
you.
No. But I'm sure I said something before.
No, you didn't. Sorry. I was like, remember, I was like, whoa, spoilers. And you're like, oh yeah, guys, spoiler alert.
Oh,
after you said it.
Sorry. Yeah, somebody was.
Anyway, when you come into these episodes, just know nobody is safe.
Yeah, there will be spoilers.
But
no
spoiler alerts. But basically, like, the theme of Barbie is just around, you know, feminism. feminism. I'm trying to be
and
as
yet.
Vague-y. And yeah, Ryan Gosling obviously got a nomination. So the overarching commentary on that has been, see, we told you so.
Sugar.
But one thing I think is most interesting is the take that Shantae Joseph actually had, love you Shantae, which was very similar to my initial feelings when I saw it, which was, but he was kind of the only person who was deserving of a nomination. Of an award in that film. Now, don't get me wrong, America Ferrera, Margot Robbie, like really great performances and stuff, but nothing exceptional enough for me to be like, give that woman an Oscar. Do you get what I mean? I think for me, Ryan Gosling, who I don't really care for in films sometimes,
I hear it.
Actually really embodied the whole Ken character a lot better. So I think based on just craft, do you get what I mean? However, I think because a lot of times, you know, award shows, and you can decide where you stand on this, like, are political and people feeding into, you know, we want to make a political point, whether it is on race or feminism or whatever, people, or even if it's like interpersonal, interrelational politics, like when Leonardo DiCaprio won his Oscar and it was like, this is for the wrong film.
Yeah.
And about 10 like years too late.
70 years later. Just a long
but
time.
I just think it's interesting because it's like, oh no, they should have got it because obviously the point would have been women and championing this, like, but it's art, the Academy. So yeah, I got where people were coming from, but I felt like it was a bit of a reach for me.
Interesting. I mean, I definitely know that the Academy has had a long established history and track record for not recognizing minorities or marginalized communities capacity.
Exactly.
Which is unfortunate because being able to now say, actually, they're not necessarily being problematic.
Yeah.
They just didn't think that it was a good enough performance. is hard to do now, yeah, because absolutely. They have a long established record of being institutionally older systems, yeah, just older systems, which is a shame. It's a shame.
It is.
But
is it? I get where people are coming from, which is if you still follow the train of thought, which we do believe around injustice towards women or like inequalities, this is what would have happened. But also, if we are going based on art as well, this is what would have happened. Do I think anyone in Barbie, compared to other films that have come out, should have gotten a nomination? No, I don't think maybe none of them should have been nominated, apart from best marketing.
Yeah.
Which was absolutely amazing. Like, it was a cultural moment, so don't get me wrong. But also, hundreds of films are released every year, which probably would have seen performances which were much better than Ryan Gosling's performance even.
Maybe he shouldn't have won the nomination.
Then, general, do you get what I mean? However, he did. Sad.
Such is life, though.
Simple as.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. It created a lot of discourse online, which I thought was quite interesting.
Kind of makes me think, well, kind of tangential but related, but this whole idea of how do we now celebrate and incorporate those that have been marginalized from a lot of these narratives in a way that's actually good and can be received by not just the Academy, but also audiences in general. So I think of like, what was that latest Marvel film that bombed completely? The one that nobody wanted to go and watch that had like Captain Marvel and like a whole bunch of other
females,
women's at the front.
I've forgotten the name.
It's the fact that we can't even remember the name of it.
Yeah, you're so right. What is that film called?
I couldn't tell you.
Hmm.
Absolutely couldn't tell you. And it was like, oh, you know, this is a win for women. Was it?
I mean, in some ways, like the fact that they were there. And it was such a big blockbuster film and they're on the floor, like they're on the front screen. I get where people are coming from. But also, sometimes you just can't deny. Like, we don't want to now make things tokenistic.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't just want to go and see it because it's women. Go and see it because it's good. Yeah, and women are good. But also, it's okay to say it's not.
Yeah.
I've already been quite public about how I feel about Brie Larson as Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
But
that was unfortunate.
Do you get what I mean? So I want to go and watch things for the art and not just, and I think sometimes it then takes away from when it takes away from the fact that not the films, the conversation takes away from the fact that there are women who are really good, who should go and be supported and recognized as well. And I think that's what we're fighting against. And of course, I also believe in mediocrity.
110%.
Go and do your mediocre thing. Those 110%. People were still paid hundreds of millions.
They really were.
So they should go really at a loss.
Only us.
Exactly.
The viewers.
Ha.
Our viewing displeasure.
Hey.
Unfortunate.
And I think it's interesting because oftentimes these are the things people point at and be like, you see, this is what's wrong with like the like, world and how they treat women and da, 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 da. It's like, but there were injustices yesterday as well.
Go pick
that you
one.
Were very quiet about.
Yeah. Pick
maybe
that
because
one.
It wasn't white women in Hollywood.
Yep. And that's why Mary had a little lamb. Alas. Speaking of racial tensions.
Yes. The soft life of black women.
A bit of context. There was a discussion running on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You know, I came across it unfortunately. You know, algorithm and stuff. You know, occasionally the algorithm tries to break some things up. And I think I have been noticing that I was watching content from black people.
Said you're black.
It's like, ah,
at least you're interested in it.
Got him. Got him. She's a brownie. So there was this, I think she was like Latinx, a Latino babe who was talking about, you know, being a woman of color, but not a black woman, and how it was an unfortunate conversation around the dating preferences and black men's dating preferences, you know, unfortunate. And she was talking about, you know, maybe black women would have more success in the dating space just in general if they learned how to be softer. And the comments in that YouTube video, oh my goodness gracious, they went off on a sister. I said, they was raucous emoji. Raucous, she said, you're off your raucous, baby. And it just, the whole thing was just unfortunate to me because I feel like black women are constantly just in the mouth.
Can you leave us alone?
Of people for no reason. why you got our names in your mouth? What you want from us?
When you popping. But I don't understand. Like,
and then this whole idea of softness, like, since the beginning of time, it feels black women have been made to be masculinized for all the wrong reasons. And every day it's be soft, be feminine, be soft. Stop being so angry. Stop being so this. How about you rest?
How about you shut up?
Stop.
Why? Every day I have something to say. Don't.
I think, but did you?
I hate stuff like that because it feels very like, oh, it's just such a simple solution. It's just such a simple solution. Be more like us. Be more like me.
Be soft.
How about no?
First of all, are you soft? Second of all, what does this softness even mean?
What does it mean? But I also understand, like, because I feel like these are conversations we would have within our own communities. Yeah, like, yeah, as yeah. black women, I said black.
Sorry.
The Black Panther. As black women amongst ourselves, we would have these kind of conversations. Yeah. Like, oh, being more feminine, being more whatever.
But always being spoken to.
But always being spoken to and spoken about by people who feel like they have cracked the code. Firstly, how long have black women been excluded from the examples you said, from this idea of femininity and womanhood anyway? Ain't I a woman? You should go and listen, read that essay. You should go and read that speech. Because how long have we been excluded from that place? Now we're just trying and we're just existing. We're still getting things wrong. You're too masculine. And I also think, to take things further, this whole you're masculine is culturally what womanhood looks like to us, especially, like, let's say for us as West African women, womanhood and femininity to us looks very different from what femininity looks like historically in Western countries. So when other people who are not from that culture, don't have that cultural heritage, are like, oh, be more feminine, that's feminine to you. Where so, I come from, women fight wars and win.
Listen, honey. And they first heavy emphasis and it's on the
not,
win.
And it's not to criticize your culture, it's just to say femininity is so subjective and it's so cultural that what you're criticizing me on is completely out of context.
And also, there's just something very awkward and uncomfortable about having non-black women take up space and be like, this is what you should do in order to access this. Like, it's just, it's a bunch of hoo-ha. It's a bunch of hoo-ha.
And then you'll have... Anyways. TMS Hot Takes is not a place for...
That's gunfire. That's machine gun. That's not hot. That's machine gun. That's a serious thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just an unfortunate thing that I was privy to and had to swipe quite quickly.
But I think it's worth... Like, it's fine to have an opinion. It's fine.
Is it?
No, it's... Of course, because everyone has it. We have opinions. Do you know what I mean?
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit YahooFinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
To have an opinion. It's okay to have an opinion. Sorry. It's okay to have an opinion. But I think what you shouldn't do is now run to the internet with your theory. I think go and sit down with some black women and be like, this is what I think, guys.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
You've got to run it by somebody.
Got to run it by somebody, because that's how you'll find yourself on the internet and people will drag you for filth.
Every day, all these open letters to black
women. Stop that. That's what I mean. Close your letters. Close them.
Don't write
Close them. Begin. There's a reason why some things don't see the light of day.
Don't even begin them. I need to address. How about you? You don't. Go back into your driveway. Stop. Cease and desist. No, no,
no. Or if you really do want to have a thought about it, make sure that you've explored the complexities. And I think that's what a lot of people don't come in. Before they sit down and it's, you know, like, they turn on their mics and their cameras, they don't look at the complexity.
You should be this. Do you know what we have been through?
Thank you.
That you're coming to tell me to be soft. Thank you. Ain't a safe space that I can point to that you're telling me to come and be soft.
And be soft.
He's sick.
In a world that's hardened me.
I have calluses.
Get out.
Calluses because of this world that you expect me to just be soft.
So yeah. Less think pieces, more conversation.
Yeah.
More conversation.
Less think pieces if you ain't thinking.
Yeah.
No pieces. Just think.
Just think.
just think.
But talking about think pieces. I saw a TikTok,
yeah,
a think piece,
yeah,
which was really good, actually, really insightful, of a lady who was talking about the changing nature of the internet.
Yeah.
And how we have gone from, it's something a friend said to me yesterday, we've gone from having social networks where we are networking, we are talking, building relationships, to having social media platforms where creators are platformed. Mm. And so now our interaction with social media isn't necessarily about going on there to interact, but going out on there to be viewers, to be entertained. And it was really interesting because, like, she was saying how the general behavior and feel of social media changing. We go onto Instagram, Twitter, or like YouTube, whatever, to watch our favorite creators. We don't necessarily go there with the intention of like commenting and all of that stuff. Like, it's not that. Maybe we'll share things amongst our friends, but like, we're going on there as purveyors, if
that's
you will.
So true.
And then I saw a really interesting thing in the comments of somebody saying, this is probably why people are like, ooh, monitoring spirits, because people are turning more into viewers. It's not necessarily a spiritual thing, it's that the behavior has changed because the apps have changed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's less so messaging functions and more so ability to just interact with your favorite creators, and that's who's platformed. So I wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I think about like back in the day, MSN, Facebook, all them kind of things there.
Yeah.
I wasn't necessarily MySpace. Looking. Yeah, MySpace, where you used to put like music on your page.
Did you ever have a MySpace?
Unfortunately, I did, but not for long. I was a late adopter.
Yeah,
very
same.
Late adopter. Because I was just like, what is this?
Yeah. Given
MySpace makes me think of MTV.
That's actually so true on my days. That's actually so true. And I also feel like in the time where we were coming onto social media, MySpace was on its way out, and Instagram and all of that was on its way in. Like, Facebook was a big thing for us.
And then BBM and all them things there.
Snapchat, Instagram.
I think it's Snapchat. That. I know, Snapchat. You know, people are still on that Snapchat
and people
thing,
are making
and
money.
They're thriving.
Money.
Yeah. You will not catch me back on that thing.
Oh, I can't God. Do it.
I can't. I think it's so cringe. Do it. Just because of my personal experiences, I know Snapchatters will be like, you Snapchat.
I just don't like social media that works in that way.
I hear it.
Yeah.
I hear it.
I don't like the whole like CCTV.
Yeah. Surveillance.
Where it's very much like, show me everything.
Stop it. It's like, oh, send me private snaps. Some of you are dirty. I think there is something about social media in general where it has become almost like a satellite agency for a satellite surveillance feel rather than building community. Because I remember back in the day when we used to do like Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were in university? Facebook was that girl.
Do you remember in secondary school when you would build like your Facebook family?
Yes.
And you'll add somebody as like your sister, my mother, my
Do you know how cringe that was?
My brother.
And you'll have one older girl and like that's my older mom.
Literally.
Can you imagine? Your real mom is
our own
there.
Family trees.
You've put Talani from year 12 as your mom on Facebook.
Younger pink gal. It's your mother.
So embarrassing. And heaven forbid you're in a relationship with somebody. Mm. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it used to be older age, man.
Yeah.
You're connecting with your peers.
Yeah.
Contemporaries.
Contemporaries.
Now it's all about entertainment and watching people.
Yeah.
And I think because people are so used to now watching people, they forget to interact with people.
Absolutely.
Which is why, not to say that when people say, oh, I have haters, they're lying, but I think it's not being conducive to their experience. I wouldn't say that they have a lot of active haters that they think that they have.
Yeah.
I think they just have a lot of passive viewers now.
Yes.
As opposed to people that interact with them and their content.
Yes.
And I think it can be quite discouraging as a content creator if this is now, you know, your line of work. I create content, I'm an entertainer. Can you guys like interact with me and stuff like that? Definitely understood. And as content creators, we know the importance of metrics and, you know, getting people engaged and stuff. But it doesn't mean that people that don't interact with you but are still like followers or like see your stuff are active haters. And I think it's that, right? It's the perception of people as negative, as haters, as people that are not investing in you because they're not showing up in the way that you need them to for you to get your checks. No, real rap. You just follow me. You just watch my stuff all the time. You must hate me. No, I just, I don't feel strongly.
You must be a monitoring spirit.
Exactly. I don't feel strongly about this to comment.
Yeah.
And monitoring spirits, this whole idea of monitoring, I don't think it's as negative all the time. Because I think of like, when I monitor things, like when my friends go on holiday, I'm in there.
A viewer.
Baby, I'm invested. I'm invested. Granted, I will probably comment just because I enjoy it. But I like the idea of having that snapshot into people's lives and them creating a story that I can enjoy, but also partake in as somebody that's invested. I think it's when people take it too far and become entitled to viewing, entitled to consuming people's content that it gets a bit, it's a bit freaky now.
Yeah.
That's where the monitoring spirit comes from because now you are invested in their entire life. Like you're invested in the details to the point where they won't post for like 2 days. Where you at? Where you at?
But do you feel like that's not necessarily, like, I get where you're coming from, but do you think that's monitoring spirit or just being a fan? Do you get what I mean? Or like a bit of idolatry, which is not good in itself. But I think to myself, like monitoring spirit is somebody who like, they need to know, like they're keeping tabs on you.
Do you know how funny that is?
No, because that's how it's painted. Switch. Like they're keeping tabs on you. Exactly. They're keeping tabs on you for a reason. I don't think it's necessarily that people are keeping tabs on you for a reason, but if you create content, people become invested. And so they want to see more. And I think because of the changing nature of behavior on social media platforms, more of those people are just going to view passively, like you said, and they're not going to comment. And I think even as creators, we see that the metrics for success change. Like it's gone from being, oh, how many comments and stuff do you have, to how many saves, what's viewer retention saying, because people, we know, we understand that people are just passively looking at their phone. They're going to hit save. They're probably not going to tell you anything. Do you get what I mean? There's not going to be feedback. There's just going to be like the same way with the TV. If people are making like videos on TikTok, just scrolling, you're watching. The same way you watch TV and you don't have to tap back and send anyone anything. You're just consuming. And I think social media, the nature of it is just, we are consumers now, right? We consume more and more. And these feeds and algorithms are set up to feed us more and more. And so we don't necessarily interrupt our consumption by giving feedback or engaging and interacting. We do with our favorite people. And like you said, even when you're invested in like your friend's gone on holiday, you engage because like the investment is a different kind of investment. But I don't think it's necessarily that people are monitoring. I think behavior when it comes to social media is just changing.
I hear it.
Yeah.
I hear it.
Yeah.
There are still some bad eggs out there.
Oh no, I'm not saying that there aren't. I'm not, but I don't think it's as overwhelming as people are making it seem. I think the reason why that comment really stood out to me is I think what people were noticing on social media was this change of behavior, but they didn't know how to articulate it. Do you get what I mean? And so it then created this wave of people being like, oh, people are just monitoring. They're just monitoring.
People are just watching me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, they are. Okay.
Simple. You can't assume people's intention.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Some people, like you said, are just bad eggs. Yeah.
Just keeping tabs.
Let's just be honest.
Just keeping tabs.
Yeah. Not everyone sees what you put out there and is happy. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry.
Many people.
Can you just imagine someone seeing a post that you post? I'm so angry.
Sorry.
Can you actually imagine?
I actually, not that they would make such a but you, such a face.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
But I do think, like, let's just think of how jealousy and envy works. Like, even think about in real life enemies.
Not real
you
life.
You because remember, people are just like, oh, who does she think she is? So I'm sure that when people come across your story, they also think the same thing, like, ugh, but then they tap through just to see what's going on.
So, you know, hate her.
Yeah. Do you get what I mean? Like, let's see what she's up to. Ugh, why is she wearing that next story? That's disgusting. Why she talks to that person? Why does she look so happy?
So tangential again, but it reminds me of, you know, the Pointer Brothers that I shared with you. It's like when they're like talking to each other.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, should we go and get a coffee or something? No, I don't think that would work. They look at each other. They are so funny. Like, but it just reminded me of that. It's like, oh, don't even want to check out their story today. Like, not interested.
Proceeds to tap on the screen. On the screen. Next story, on please. The screen. Yeah, it's quite... I don't know, I think it's quite interesting. Do you want to hear my slang word, which I think we should bring back to... Why are you going on me?
No. I said
I think we should bring back a lie. A lie is such a good slang
I'm not
word.
Mad at a lie.
A lie is
But such because it sounds good. Like a lie, so I feel like...
A lie?
Yeah. You'll be speaking. A lie? No, I'm telling the truth.
Nah, because it's a different telling context. The
truth. Yeah, but like... If you're not within Down With The Kids, yeah. You would hear that and you'd be like, whoa.
Okay, so for context, a lie is like in it.
Yeah, it's basically. An expression yeah, of like in agreement.
It. Yeah, exactly. So you'd be like, it's cold today, a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should bring a lie back.
No,
I think
but can you imagine somebody that takes that literally, I'm saying, oh, it's cold today, a lie. No, it's the truth. It's cold. It's cold.
Fair enough, I get if you weren't like, I'm not in mad at the it. Same culture, yeah. A lie is such a good slang word.
A lie?
I love it.
But it just really makes me think of secondary school, man.
A lie?
When you had your tie down here and you'll just be gallivanting around. Hey, where are you going, bro? Just around the corner. I'm coming with you. Oh, I swear. All that. It just reminds me of those kind of interactions, you know?
When we used to speak slang. Hey,
you seen that guy? Oh, he's so paying. A lie? Reminds me of those.
Such good times.
Reminds me of those interactions.
Good times. She's so fake, a lie.
Aww.
I liked a lie a lot. I think I used to say that was probably the one I used to say most.
Tangential. Were there any like secondary school crushes that you had that you're embarrassed about now?
No. No. Most of them are good. They're doing all right now. I can't lie to you. Y'all are still looking quite good. Not looking too shabby.
It's how careful you are with that.
I'm trying to think, like.
They can be celebrity as well as, like, just.
Oh, yeah. Trey Songz has disgraced me. Yeah.
I know.
That man has disgraced me.
I know.
That man has disgraced me. There is one, though, like one person I had a crush on. And even like when we finally got together, I ended up feeling like, ew, actually. I think I just, no. You're actually not as great in my head as I.
I'm not interested. Thought.
Yeah, you're not as great in real life as you were in my head. How about you?
Yeah. I liked Chris Brown.
Chris Breezy.
Yeah. This was pre Rihanna fiasco.
Yeah.
Hot
take for real.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Chris Brown will ever get over that?
No.
Or people will ever let Chris
I don't
Brown
think people will ever
that.
Let him go, yeah. get over that.
Do you
that?
Think they should?
Yes.
Same.
Yes.
Same. Ooh, it's
oh, yeah.
Top
people are going to be sad.
Problematic. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. 100%.
That man has suffered and his music has suffered because of it too.
And he doesn't help himself.
He doesn't, not even a
oh,
little bit.
Christopher Maurice Brown.
He had so Gather. Much potential.
Honestly, but also like, go to therapy.
Yeah, he must. Yeah, he must. He
go
must.
To it's therapy and like genuinely and take a step stop, back. You've been famous for
yeah,
a long time.
Stop releasing 200 song deluxe albums. Stop it.
His music still bangs though.
Yeah, but everything Sensei, sounds the same. Nah, but everything sounds the same.
And he suddenly decided to become Nigerian.
Yeah.
Where is this alliance with David O coming from?
Yeah, but you know.
What did I do for you?
Stop it. But you know, that's what all the. There's a trend in. You know,
love like
you gotta stop. You gotta stop.
Give me the clues to the riddle. Oh, wow.
No, you know it. You're there.
I love that song. I really like that song a lot.
I was in love. With Christopher Brown. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was a youngin,
yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie to you.
You're buddy.
I saw Take You Down.
That was pornography on YouTube.
That, basically. Listen, it was.
That and no BS.
But that was when I found out I like men.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We were even meant to read a dilemma. Oh my days. Sorry. Why do we keep forgetting that we read dilemmas on this episode?
Because we're just on serious people.
We really are.
No. I saw Take You Down. Don't go watch it, guys. It's actually naughty. But I saw it when I was like...
That's when I realized that.
Maybe 13 or something.
You're... funny.
And I was like, oh, I like a bit of that. Like, oh, because before that, you know, you were a kid. I'm even blushing. Oh my God. Before that, I was like, oh my God, boys what are smelly. Boys are smelly. And then I saw that video and I was like,
he's that man.
Whoa, cutie.
That is so funny. Okay, dilemma. Mm-hmm. Hey, sisters. Hey. I'm writing from Uganda. I love your podcast. I just be waiting for them all week. My dilemma is I'm in love with my brother-in-law.
What?
A brother to my sister's husband.
Whoa.
Listen, that was me when I read it first.
Wait, say that again. Yeah, I'm
in love with my brother-in-law.
Okay.
The brother to my sister's husband.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey. I'm just 22 years old, still under my parents' house, and I haven't gotten a job yet. He says he likes me too, but he is not ready for a relationship.
Okay.
He says he is still in a self-actualization stage and he can't commit. Yeah. But what's going on? Question mark. He takes care of me. Okay. He provides.
Okay.
Going on with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. He takes care of me. Mm-hmm. He provides. Mm-hmm. He's always been there for me and wants to know what's going on with me all the time. But he is not ready to commit. He says he wants to just enjoy the ride and see where it goes.
No.
Dot, dot, dot.
No.
And the other thing is, we don't know how our families will react when they find out about us. I don't know what I should do. Your sister.
If you're not interested in pursuing what he wants to pursue, which seems to be some kind of very airy fairy flipper no commitment, wrap that up.
Yeah.
Unless you also want to go for a ride, Omo, that's within your prerogative to decide.
Facts.
Me personally, I don't believe in rides. Okay, I don't believe in rides with no destination.
Facts.
Why are we just driving around? You're wasting my petrol.
Facts.
If there's no destination at the end of that Google Maps, you gotta wrap it up. Okay, you know, you're young, fun, hip, you know, young vibes.
22.
That's the, very young, you know. So I think if this is not something that you want to explore, and he's been very clear about his intentions, listen well. This is the thing about men; they'll be saying, I don't want this, but I want all of the things that come with this commitment that I don't want to have with you. If you don't feel comfortable, that's the second time that this laptop has made this noise. Anyways, if you don't feel comfortable with that, you gotta wrap it up.
Yeah, you gotta wrap it up. I completely agree with you.
No.
And also, I don't know if this is a ride worth going on just because of how complex it's been made by the fact that he is your brother-in-law. And obviously I don't know where culturally, you know, you stand with the whole dating someone who legally is like now extended family to you. So for me personally, I think the water is too muddy and the stakes are too low for you to really commit anything to this. I think you're going to make a complicated situation out of something which may not even be substantial enough to be worth fighting for.
Mm.
So leave it.
Wrap it up.
You're young. You'll find somebody else to be in love with.
There's a lot of people that provide.
Man. Literally, you'll find somebody else to be in love with. This guy is too close. You already don't know how your family's going to respond. And he's also not fighting for your love.
Yeah.
So
he said he's not ready. He's in a self-actualize.
He needs
to go and ascend to a higher level that he needs to go to.
And I hope not, you know, taking you for a ride is just not trying to take advantage of you. Because I think that's sometimes what can happen. Like, you know, we've got to fight for our love. We'll be together at some point. He's going through something. I'll wait for him.
Then in 10 years' time, you'll be putting out an Instagram post talking about, oh, I put her through hell. Well,
or he'll send you an invitation to his wedding.
Or that.
He will send you an invitation to when he's self-actualized. And realize that actually dating my sister-in-law is not going to work.
Actually,
he will move on.
Actually,
this is not going to work. So
that's so funny.
Protect your heart and go and date someone else.
Skedaddle.
Literally, cut those things. Cut those feelings now.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, even if they linger, don't pursue them.
No, don't pursue that.
Yeah, it's a dead end, sis. I can't lie to you. Yeah, I think. But obviously, you're free to do whatever you want.
Yeah, you are within your prerogative to do. There's nothing to do with us.
Nothing. So sister, hope that's helpful. TMS Hot Takes has come to an end.
Yeah. Keeping it hot. Oh, before we leave, favorite way to relax this week?
Upcoming or gone?
Gone.
My favorite way to relax this week has been watching episodes of Manifest. I'm on season 4. Solid show. Yeah, lying down. I've been enjoying lying down. Bad.
I ain't gonna lie to you. When I get into, if I'm getting into bed, and you know, for me, there's a certain sequence. You rub your feet together underneath those. That for me, orgasmic. Like literally, where your feet do that little.
Mine is when you can just feel your whole body like decompresses. Oh, and then the temperature gets the right stage.
Fantastic.
Oh,
ain't nothing like a good little lie down.
A feeling under the duvet. Jeez, that was the mistake of getting under the covers at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. That was the end of the day.
You ain't coming out of that.
Out of office. That's lying down, watching it's a series. Great. Ooh, can't wait to even come home today and do it. Can't wait.
That'll do it.
Can't wait. Well, sis, we hope that you've enjoyed this episode. Please follow us on all socials.
Everything, everywhere.
What's going on. Watch this week's main episode as well, because that's where you'll find out we're actually sensible.
Yeah, serious people.
And we'll talk to you next week. Yeah. Why not? We're currently in South Africa living it up. There you go. So send your prayers and well wishes.
And, you know, we probably going to be shaking ass, so just make sure that you cover up. Some of us. Send your birthday wishes to the girls in South Africa. Yes, the girls. Yes,
many girls celebrating their birthdays.
Yeah. And they light it up. Never mind. Light it up.
All right, sis, we'll see you later. As always, stay hot.
If you like, stay where you are.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.